And it has been a wild year. I've answered this question about 1,000 times in the last week, but I'll tailor my answer to your specific question. I think it will play out in a couple of ways. One, I think there's still a fair amount of uncertainty, both in terms of product exclusion, so any more specific either products or uses that could be exempted from the tariff. So that's something that we will see. That's a process I'm sure you'll have a part of.
I hope not.
There are obviously some country, some areas around NAFTA and around some of our other free trading partners where they will seek relief, I assume, at the WTO, and we'll see how that plays out. And then, you know, we think that this will have a detrimental effect on the demand for solar, obviously by increasing the price. It makes it less competitive in many markets. And so I think we'll see a variety of job losses sort of across the sector, specifically in states where the price is most kind of on the edge, but more to come in terms of products and countries.
Do you expect any particular countries to be carved out? The ITC, International Trade Commission, recommended Singapore, Canada, Mexico, some others for relief.
No, the president put out some information last week that said that the countries on the emerging nations were exempted, but specifically took out a couple of those important ones, Malaysia, Thailand, South Korea, none of those are exempted.
And I noticed SunPower asked for relief for one of its products. Solar-powered backpacks are expected to be carved out. What do you have any sense for what the standard will be for who gets an exemption?
I don't. I think you have the February 22nd date up there. I think that's when we expect to see something in the Federal Register with more specificity.